Sandra Brown joins us by phone tonight. She's the author of over 60 New York Times bestsellers, including most recently Low Pressure, Lethal, Rainwater, and Tough Customer. She's been named Thriller Master, the International Thriller Writers Association's highest honor, and has served as president of the Mystery Writers of America. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest thriller, which is titled Deadline. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Barbara. It's my pleasure to be with you.
I want to start by saying that the current war in Afghanistan serves as a background for this novel because the main character, Dawson Scott, has recently returned from there. So if you would tell us what this guy is like, what's his personality like, what does he do in life?
Well, poor Dawson is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. He's a civilian, but spent 9 months in Afghanistan writing war stories from the front for a news magazine. And I guess the story was inspired by my trip to Afghanistan a couple of years ago. I went with four colleagues, other thriller writers. We went over to have meet and greets with the troops. But what surprised us, particularly me, was how many civilians are also serving over there in one capacity or another. You know, they're working as contractors or vendors or medical personnel, whatever. And because they are, their lives are on the line 24/7, just like our service members. So when I got home, of course, we're all sadly aware of the statistics on service members returning with PTSD, but we don't hear about civilians. So I thought for that reason, I'd delve into that a little bit. So Dawson comes home, you know, he's got nightmares, he's drinking too much, he's popping pills, he has panic attacks. And he's trying to get his life back on track, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to do that.
Yes.
So for that reason, I think he's a very compelling character.
And he's a journalist. He has an editor in his life. Her name is Harriet Plummer. She's also something of a nemesis.
Yeah, she truly is. Yeah.
She's pretty adamant about him going off to the Northwest, particular story, but he actually gets pulled in another direction by, of all people, his godfather. This is a character named Glenn Headley. So tell us about Glenn. What's been going on in his life for a long time?
Well, he's a FBI agent, and it eats at him that even though he had this illustrious career for 40 years, one defining moment when he was a rookie, there was a shootout with some domestic terrorists in a remote part of the country, and the two leaders, a man and a woman, leaders of this band of terrorists, got away. And they have been on the FBI's most wanted list all these decades, and he's about to retire. So it really eats at him, and he draws Dawson into this case, into this search to find out what happened to these two people. The research for that, Barbara, was so strange because I was on the FBI website doing research on something else, another matter entirely, and I came across the most wanted list. And so I thought, well, that'd be interesting to read about. So I was, you know, scrolling through, reading about these people, these criminals, and I got to looking, and some of them had been at large for a decade or more, years. Lifetimes. And I thought, in this day and age of cell phones and GPS and tracking devices, how in the world does one stay hidden? And it's often in plain sight. And then when they are captured, you find out, you know, it's the soccer mom or somebody like that. And so I thought that would be fascinating to me that someone could do that, you know, could remain at large for that long. A time so that I kind of merged the two stories, Dawson's return from Afghanistan and then this 40-year-old unsolved crime, and the bad guys got away. And so that's kind of where the two ideas dovetailed, and I came up with the plot for Deadline.
Well, and the character you're talking about is a fellow named Carl Wingert, and he's the head of the Rangers of Righteousness.
He was a bad guy, yeah, really bad guy.
He's a sociopath, we should say, and I was curious what it's like to have a character like that living in your head for a while.
You know, well, my husband gets scared sometimes when I get in these dark moods. But I find writing the villain sometimes more fascinating than writing the hero or heroine. I think it's because I'm usually in the eye of the hero or the heroine looking out at the villain. And so I really see a lot of that. It's an observation that I find fascinating. And I mean, let's face it, a criminal mind is fascinating to those of us who don't possess one, or maybe we do in our subconscious, and it's just like, what triggered that? You know, what triggered that meanness or that evil in that individual? And sometimes it can be traced, you know, back to some particular event in their childhood, and then other times they're born that way with just no conscience. And I think the Ted Bundys of the world, they do fascinate us. It's kind of a macabre fascination, certainly, but they do intrigue us. So I found Carl interesting because we learned so much about him through the diary entries of his mate, Flora. And she really doesn't appear in the book in any other form except her diary entries. And they're short, but they convey a wealth of information of their life together to the reader, and encompasses a long period of time by highlighting certain events that kind of define what it was like to live at large and on the lam and wanted for all those decades. And so we learn just how evil Carl was through her eye and the things that he subjects her to.
I would think it would be very therapeutic to be able to write out that part of yourself.
Yeah, you know, I was also always so disgustingly good. I was the Miss Goody Two Shoes, and I was the oldest of five girls. I was the big sister, and so it was, you know, up to me to set the example and so on and so forth. And I was always timid about doing anything too bad because I didn't want to disappoint my parents, and I love them very much. And they were very strict on me. So I pretty much towed the line. So maybe this is my way of kind of letting the naughty Sandra Brown out, you know, all the aspects of my life that I'm just now getting to express.
Well, let me dwell on that for just a moment, because there are, as one might expect, several bodies in this novel. One mm-hmm. is disposed of in a particularly grisly way.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, do those things turn up in your research, or does that come out of your imagination?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a combination. I was doing some research. A sheriff friend of mine was sheriff down, I think it's Warren County in Georgia, which is on the Okefenokee Swamp between Georgia and Florida. And I was doing some research about, you know, a case that he had down there, and I came across this guy that disappeared and never turned up. And I thought, you know, I bet somebody fed him to the alligators or something.
Wow.
And so that's not what happens at Deadline, but it's close. And it was ventured, you know, that he was just let loose in the swamp and nature had its way with him. So that's kind of where that idea came from. Mm. And then sometimes I can't attribute it to anything. Sometimes just the idea is there and I have to go, whoa, where in the world did I get that? But I go with it because I am my first reader, I'm my first critic, and I'm my harshest critic. And so if I'm getting kind of bored with the book that I'm writing, I know I have to ramp up the action or the emotion in some way. And so as bizarre as an idea is, I usually go with it because all we have to do is see the evening news or open a newspaper or listen to the radio, and we're shocked by things that we hear. And so it's almost like anything is possible, and people will do anything. And just when you think they won't, you know, there's another story that's just so totally bizarre, it's hard to be believed, and yet it's the truth.
Sandra, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Pleasure to talk with you. Absolutely thrilling, as always, to read you on the page.
Well, thanks, Barbara.
We'll look forward to your latest novel and see you back here again soon, I hope.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Sandra Brown about her latest thriller, which is titled Deadline. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.